Living in Arkansas, as you said beforehand, have you ever experienced any anti-Islamic hate while you were living there?
Yes, unfortunately. It got much better recently. But when I first moved here in 2007, for example, there was no kosher stores or halal stores where I can get, as Jewish and Muslims, we have to eat specific meats. It was very hard to find.
You
So we
said
would
you
have to
were
go
in
to
Memphis,
Memphis.
right? Memphis?
Yes, we had to go
Yeah.
to Memphis. I
Wow.
told you that before.
Yeah,
We had to drive to Memphis 3 hours from here to get that kind of stuff. There was no Middle Eastern restaurants either. A few years later, they started opening up. Also, I remember when I went to college, because when I moved from the Middle East, from Jordan to here, I transferred to school here to go for graphic design. So it's really interesting because I'm an artist, okay? And artists in the Middle East are creative, but when I went to the United States, they're not just creative, they're crazy. So going to an artist's environment, you see all these like wild people, with so many different ideas, and some of them were so absolutely comfortable with nudity, and all of that. And for me, as a conservative Muslim, I
That's
cannot
crazy.
look
Yeah,
at a model being nude in front of me to draw them,
that's
So
what
I
was
had so
the
many
reaction when
funny
you said,
situations. Yes.
what was your
I remember
reaction?
one class I had to explain to my professor that he was like, the model is about to come. And I'm like, no, please, I cannot do this. I cannot look at a naked person. And he was like, it's a beautiful piece of art. You just have to draw him. And I was like, I'm sorry, professor, but this is forbidden in my religion. And he just could not understand. And I had to bring a paper from the mosque that, signed to show the chair of the department that I cannot do this class, and they have to switch my class to another class. It's really funny.
That's really crazy to hear.
Yeah, so things like that. But honestly, I did face a serious racist situations where one time I was simply trying to buy lunch in the student center, and a guy started yelling at me from across the hall, saying that I am a terrorist and I need to go back to my country and stuff like that. Those situations were so intense. I never expected that I would be treated that way. I simply ignored him because I was still here only for a few years. My English was not that great still. I was not that brave to speak up. I was not sure how can I discuss such an issue with an American. So I was really hesitant. I had an American friend with me that tried to defend me and shut him up. Also another situation where one time I was in a store trying to buy simply jeans, and I came to the checkout counter and the lady refused to check me out. She said, I don't want to check out people like her.
That's crazy.
She literally told me to my face, I don't want to check out people like you. And I looked at her and I'm just in denial. Like, how could somebody say something like that, And she tried to bring some other colleagues to check me out. I just left the pants and I left the store. I was really hurt. And that was only in 2011. So,
So very recently.
yeah, it's not too far along, still.
How do you overcome that?
Even in college, when I first moved in 2000, I think either 7 or 8, I went to class and I sat beside two girls, and they looked at me, they took their stuff and they moved away. They did not want to sit beside me. They felt uncomfortable. And I understand after 9/11 the feelings of some Americans and the image that they have of us, but they need to give us a chance, man.
Well, yeah, what? No, that regardless, that's unacceptable. I mean, to be treating anyone like that because of events of
Mm-hmm.
that you had no like even connection to
Mm-hmm.
whatsoever.
Exactly. Yes. Even some people would ask me random questions about religion, but they would ask it in a disrespectful way. So one time I was leaving the store, a lady came behind me. She was just walking behind me, not facing me, not saying, hello, how are you? I want to ask you a question. She just said, aren't you hot in that?
That's
And
crazy.
I
Yeah, you're
looked at her,
trying to
I'm like,
sell.
of course I'm hot, but it's okay. I mean, I don't know what to
Yeah.
tell you.
How do you like how do you, I guess, maintain such like an optimistic perspective while you deal with that? Like, don't like I feel like if that happened to me or if that happened to like I feel like a lot of other people, they would kind of just lose hope in humanity.
I think I am a very, very calm and patient person. So I never react in a violent way, really. I would be surprised, but I never really lost hope in humanity at that time. I do remember one time I really gave myself a clap I was at Walmart and he was working at Walmart. The guy was in a Walmart outfit. And he came up to me and he told me, "I want to tell you, do you know that Jesus loves you?" And I looked at him and I looked at his outfit and I'm like, he's working, like he's at a job and he's not supposed to talk about religious stuff, you know, with customers. And I don't want to get him fired. He did not say anything disrespectful. But then I smiled and I told him, "That's so nice of you to say. And I love him back." And I walked away. So I am so glad that I was able to react that way.
That's a great way to diffuse the situation.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it also shows how ignorant people are. I mean, to say Jesus loves you, but if I recall,
I believe in Jesus and I do love him. We have a whole chapter in the Quran about the Virgin Mary. You guys can check it out too. That speaks specifically about the Virgin Mary and Jesus, peace be upon him. So we don't have nothing against nobody, but they just have that idea, you know?
Yeah. And it's kind of like, it's almost crazy because there's like so much hate against a religion that is just so similar to their own.
Exactly. Yes.
Like, if anyone should be hating, it should be people who are not religious at all.
Exactly.
And it shouldn't even, but like monotheistic hate is insane to me.
Mm-hmm. Yes, unfortunately.